Okay, hello. I got the Everton-Leicester City game on. Just in case anybody gives a shit. they did something really interesting. I thought it was very good. Of course, American fans being, I mean, this country just being what it is these days. Just anyway, they had the fans give a minute of applause for Leicester supporters that had died in 2018. And, you know, all I was thinking was, now, when would you ever see that in American sports? Let's give it a round of applause for all the Eagles fans that died last year. Probably a lot of Eagles fans died during the season, this season, although they did make the playoffs, I guess. I don't know. I'm not even paying attention to fucking football. Let me see what's going on. Eagles, yeah, they made the playoffs. What's up, Jay? Phil Hendry Show here. Got Jay Sanderson. How you doing, Jay?
Yeah, pretty good, Phil. It's been a wonderful, you know, kind of interesting year. One of those very interesting years that one is, you know, soon forget.
What's been unusual about it?
Well, just, you know, a lot of the shit that's been going down.
Okay. So that looks, the levels there look to be pretty good. I guess I could goose the level here. Now let's take a look at music. I don't know. Okay.
This is Jay Santa to the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Good evening. Thank you.
All right. Levels are a little bit lower than I like them, but they're uniform. That's the most important thing. Well, I probably had to put this baby on hold. I've got it on hold, you know. We're only like 2 minutes into a pre-show here. I don't really have nothing to say on the pre-show other than I hope you guys had a really good New Year's, and I had a really tiring New Year's. I had a very traumatic, emotional New Year's. I won't get into any specifics, but a friend of mine was in the hospital for came out and is fine now, but is recovering, I should say, from an accident. Let's put it that way. That was really fucked up. They're all right. It was tough for me to sort of swallow. It's been a whack fucking holiday, man, for me. I don't know about anybody else. Just, I was thinking 1 year ago today, not today, 1 year ago this period, I was in Atlanta doing Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell after having fallen down the fucking stairs here, remember? And dislocated my fucking shoulder. Or not dislocated, separated. And it's still separated. It's, you never really... As I think I told you guys at the time, the surgery is a bit difficult because really you're trying to push. It's like the bone used to be like this and it went like that. And you're trying to kind of connect it back together again. And I'm told by the doctor it's quite difficult. Usually they don't even fuck with the surgery. A lot of models have it done because it creates, there's kind of an angle on your shoulder that is unattractive. I remember when I fell down the stairs and I got up and I felt the bump on my shoulder. I thought it was just swelling. I thought something, you know, had gone terribly wrong there, you know, and there was a knot of swelling. Maybe it was I don't know what it was, you know, a bruise that exploded with in the blood or something. But so that was 1 year ago. And then this year, you know, then the whole year transpired with all kinds of ups and downs going on in my personal life. The summer didn't even exist, man. I was finally, health-wise, I got my shit together at the end of July. I'm 4 pounds away from my target of 210 pounds. Now, a lot of you guys have been with me for a long time. Remember the first time I did this, way, way back in 2012. And if you want to know what kind of shape I was in then, find some fucking shots of me on New Girl. I did the TV show New Girl. And... I'm just a fat fuck through the whole fucking thing. I look horrible. And the thing is, it's not how much you look. It's that you don't feel free to move your body around. There's only one fat man I ever saw who moved his fucking ass on the stage, and we've always talked about it, who moved his ass on the stage with great abandon and freedom. I should tell you there's a few. The first I saw was Jackie Gleason. John Candy's another. John Candy especially. And Gleason. And Kevin Farley, Chris Farley, excuse me, Kevin's his brother, Chris Farley, are examples of fat men who've got no fear, right? I ain't one of those fat men. And when I'm fat, I don't feel like I'm who I am. I feel like I'm some fucked up freak version of who I am. I think you got to really sort of embrace being a fat guy, you know, to do that. So I couldn't do it. So I feel much better this way. But your pretty face is going to hell. I was not down to this weight, and I had my shirt off in one scene. And I just said, well, fuck it. You know, the scene calls for me to rip my shirt off. I ripped my fucking shirt off, and, you know, God knows what I look like. But this time out, when I did the Connors the other day, they had me in a fucking coat and a tie and a pair of slacks, and I got into the wardrobe before I went down to the set, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I went, God, you don't look half bad. I'm not saying I look like some fucking movie star or anything, but I mean, I was like not fat, you know. I fit into everything good, and I wasn't afraid to take my jacket off, and I looked okay. So that's a step in the right direction, man. Believe you me. So on the kitty cat front, it's been fucking cold as fucking hell out here, man. I think I'm going to sell this goddamn house. I know I talk a lot. I know you guys have heard me talk a lot. But I really think I'm going to sell this fucking house and get the fuck out of here. Because it's too fucking cold in the wintertime, man. And it ain't hot enough in the summer to suit me. And it's too, you know, it's an hour and 15 minutes away from anything that I have to do. If, you know, I'm doing something in town. But anyway, it's been really cold this winter. And I keep the fucking slider open for Thunder. Because she likes to go outside and make sure no birds are, you know... violating the premises. And it's fucking cold, man. I finally tell her, fuck that, you know. I close the door, and the cold air gets all the way down stairs, and it just permeates the house. So that's why I made the decision. I said, you know, we got to get out of here, man. I'm gonna fucking sell this motherfucker. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got Herb Sewell. I got Jay Santos. Oh.
And this is Margaret Gray, and you know, the floating head thing, I don't know what I think about that. Phil asked us to pose for this sort of, what is it called, Phil?
It's like a floating, well, the head floats is the only thing I can tell.
Hey, the head floats, man. I gotta just get off that kick.
Hey, Dick, but let me tell you something. You get off that kick when your head floats. See, Mickey Shorter. Buck Eater, Young Buck, Workhorse, Barely Getting By, Tinker. What the fuck? These are the names of pro stock tractors. Get out of here. Cotton Picking Deer, Billet Binder, The Rolling Stone, The Edge of Sundown, River Rat, El Nino, and Whiskey Wild. Oh. All right. I've watched any fucking football this year. I haven't watched any American football. I'm watching soccer. That's what I watch. I don't know. Call me crazy. Call me fucked up. That's cool. It's all right. You call me anything you want. Number of spots. Okay. Here we go. Hey, sports fans.